Maharshi, there are just a couple more questions, and they seem to be of a deeply knowledge-related or spiritual nature. This one on spiritual awakening from a religion professor and writer in Toronto. Throughout history, there are records of individuals, artists, poets, scientists, and of course, saints, who have had profoundly illuminating spiritual experiences, a sudden awakening to the divine within. Maharshi has spoken about how his methods provide a path to that goal. But for many of these individuals, their realization appeared to happen spontaneously, almost by good fortune or happenstance. Could Maharshi please explain the mechanics of such spontaneous experiences of the divine? And why does it happen for some, but not most, people?
The word accident. Accidents take place everywhere these days. Such accidents, such good, fortunate accidents also, are the result of one's own good karma, we say, no? Sometimes one has done something so good, as a result of that some good thought come, some good tendencies arise, some good trends build up. It's all our own fortune. There is nothing strange about it. There is accident, or there is some exception to the laws. But in this case, everything is legal. One gets into good inspirations as a result of one's own karma. But it's good to have the path of knowledge, authentic path of knowledge, and authenticity finally comes from the experience and understanding about the experience. Understanding and experience both are necessary for a part to be a part for everyone. And these accidents do happen. They are all pains. Something happened to Buddha at that time, something happened to Christ at that time, something happened to some other saints at that time. So the good times come. But it's good to have a royal, divine path, which is natural to the status of one's own life. And natural to one's own life is a very comprehensive path, where we have said just now, each point is infinity. All that infinity is made of all points. All the points are of infinity. Infinity made of points. So this point and infinity, this relationship, there is a relationship. Point and infinity. And the relationship is very intent. It's unavoidable. It's most graceful. It's unavoidable. So many people are fond of saying, we are also fond of saying, pathless path. For infinite, for the point to reach infinity, or for infinity to reach the point, it's a pathless path. Even though infinity is infinity, point is a point, but the relation between them is a pathless path. There is no difference, but yet there is huge difference. So that is why all possibilities are there. All possibilities are. That's why we say all possibilities, where they are, They are in the light of God. They are in the total natural law, all possibilities. That is why it is worthwhile for everyone to have a path to it, a regular path to it. Many people are born with all these beautiful things. They are born. But there should be a path for everyone. And that is what we are advocating. Education, everyone has to undergo in his beginning years of life. Therefore, some part, a few minutes, each day a few minutes, to unfold this very unique and most exalted state of intelligence, to entertain total natural law, to entertain all possibilities in one's life. A pathless path. It's a path, but a pathless path, which connects point with infinity, but without a distance between them. The whole thing is so enormously dignified and encouraging. When we say the path to God realization, it doesn't mean it has to be a long path, you know, no. There is always a short way, and the distance between infinity and point is a shorter than the shortest. It's the same thing, both together are the same thing. That's why a path is necessary, and the path is pathless path, because what you find ultimately is yourself. So, yourself is where you are. That you find in the end, it was not a long distance. I thought it was very long, but it was not long at all. That's why transcendental meditation opens the door for that infinity to be approached by every point. Every single individual approaches his cosmic potential. So path is necessary. And that's why a little, half an hour every day in the life of the children, good enough for the individual life of the children, for his whole family, for his whole society, for his whole world. Rather than being a football of opinions of other people, he is the master of his own destiny and a guiding light for the destiny of all around him. It's beautiful, very beautiful.